Manu Patrar alerts dated the 21st of June 2018. Kerala High Court has held that Chief Judicial Magistrate exercising power under Section 14 of Suffice Act 2002 has no jurisdiction to grant time for payment of the debt due to the secured creditor. Kerala High Court has refused to categorize a magazine cover with a woman breastfeeding her baby as obscene, noting that shocking one's morals is an elusive concept, and that one man's vulgarity is another man's lyric. Sikkim High Court has held that not only a member of Legislative Assembly but any other person interested is competent to make a reference, petition, to the Speaker for initiating a process of disqualification of a member. Madras High Court has held that Employees Provident Fund Act is a welfare statute and courts have to be cautious that the quasi-judicial functions of authorities concerned are not hampered or else it will cause undue delay in implementing such welfare schemes in favour of the employees. Madras High Court has upheld election of AIADMK leader TTV Dhinakaran from the RK Nagar Assembly constituency. Uttarakhand High Court has ordered the state to establish a National Law University, NLU, in Uttarakhand within 3 months, directing it to run the NLU from government buildings or a hired private accommodation until the construction of the campus is complete. Madhya Pradesh High Court has observed that mere criticism of a judgment of the High Court in public speech will not tantamount to corrupt practice as defined under Section 123 of the Representation of People Act. Central Information Commission, CIC, has held that an examinee holds the right to inspect his own answer sheets under the Right to Information Act, 2015. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, Delhi has ruled that claims made by creditors that were not admitted by the resolution professional during moratorium, can be admitted at the stage of liquidation by the liquidator. Central Government has amended the Central Goods and Services Tax Rules, CGST Rules, 2017 to modify the norms for transportation and e-way bill.